This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Climate. California. There's a drought. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. However, I saw a headline saying it was raining in Southern California. What? Jeff, the drought. Great sympathy, but rain? What kind of rain? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What we had this week were thunder showers. It brought in probably an inch or so through most of the areas that got hit by rain in Southern California. But we did have some pretty spectacular thunder and lightning storms along with it, including some of that resulted in injuries and fatalities. So it's been very warm in the West, as you know, as we've talked about, and it's caused things like lightning storms that have resulted in people being injured or killed.
The climate has improved with the thunderstorms. This was expected because I pictured the whole of Southern California, which is, by the way, a desert, with browning lawns because they're discouraging keeping your lawns lit and also rationing. Is that happening?
We are seeing the browning lawns already in some spots. They're already talking about rationing and letting people know that there are going to be restrictions put on water usage. There are some parts in the West, like Vegas and places where they're not allowing lawns to be planted. So we're already seeing these regulations put in place. We're already seeing people talking about the things they're having to cut back on, either voluntarily or, you know, by mandate. But this is just the beginning of something that's going to go on for quite a while, because this drought is expected to be with us for probably a couple of years at least.
We go from worrying about the climate to focusing on the political voices in California. This is a week in which major figures have come out upset about the Supreme Court, upset about the price of gasoline, certainly upset about inflation and what it means for their budgets. Gavin Newsom, has he been in the news?
He has been in the news. It started back several weeks ago when we had a number of, political leaders in town in Los Angeles for the meeting of the Americas. So, of course, he had a separate meeting with Justin Trudeau of Canada. He had a separate meeting with the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And they, you know, signed accords between the country and the state about, you know, climate change, clean energy, trade, those types of things, all in a really concerted attempt to get Gavin Newsom out there as a leader, giving him some gravitas as, you know, somebody on the world stage. Since then, he's been very vocal about things like the recent SCOTUS decisions on guns, as well as the decision on abortion on Roe v. Wade. So he's getting out there quickly, he's getting out there often, and he's getting out there in ways that make him very visible. And the media is starting to see that quite a bit. In fact, we're starting to see the East Coast media pick up on Gavin Newsom as a potential, you know, presidential candidate, either next go-round in 2024 or beyond that. They're really looking at him as, you know, here's a guy that speaks well, looks great, and is, you know, gives us a lot of money from popular causes. So Gavin Newsom is really emerging as a big Democratic leader.
Once upon a time, Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco. San Francisco, much in the news because of the recall of the district attorney, Chesa Boudin. This connected to the deterioration of living conditions in San Francisco. There is now no DA in San Francisco, which is slightly worse than having Chesa Boudin. What is to be done? How do they get a new DA, Jeff?
They get a new DA in San Francisco by appointment of the mayor. And it's it's a process that's going to be difficult for her because she's not going to be able to make anybody happy. The progressives, the reformers who Chesa Boudin was part of, are going to want to be represented. The people who are hoping for a change in the situation there and cutting down on crime, they want to be represented. And you know, London Breed, who really hopes to one day maybe follow in the footsteps of Gavin Newsom, knows that this is a, you know, razor's edge she has to walk, and either side she falls off on too much, and her career is limited to her being mayor of San Francisco.
San Francisco is in rough shape because of this, because of the deterioration of the street conditions, because of the homeless. So I don't want to press that. I do want to go to a photograph you sent me of the baseball stadium in Oakland, across the bay, right? Oakland.
That's correct.
Oakland, that stadium, that was the source of world champions once upon a time. What, 40 years ago, 35 years ago? You sent me a photograph of a day game where there was nobody in the stands. What's happened?
You're right. It looks like back to these shots of the pandemic when they didn't let anybody in the stands. It's it's just a combination of things. First of all, Oakland A's baseball, the organization has allowed the team to deteriorate in ways that they're just never going to be a contender if they keep going the same way they are. The other part is that stadium is just a horror show. It's a mess. It's decrepit. It's in a bad part of Oakland. And so it makes for a place where nobody wants to go. As crime rates get worse, it becomes less, you know, appealing to go there. And frankly, when you have a stadium like the San Francisco Giants Stadium right across the bay that is really one of the best in Major League Baseball, who wants to put up with going to the A's stadium and on top of that see a team that is going to be fifth place at best?
So Oakland is going to lose its baseball team, or the A's are going to stay there?
There's a lot of talk about maybe building them a new stadium, and that would be the only way the A's can stay. But everybody who's in the know are saying these guys are moving, and the money seems to be right now on them moving to Vegas. Look, we've had an NHL team do exceptionally well there out in the desert. Nobody thought they would. They've done great. The Raiders moved there, you know, after having been in Oakland and L.A. several different times. They're loved. They're doing great there. And people are talking about a basketball team coming in, NBA team. You know, the prohibition about pro sports being in Vegas because of gambling, that's gone way, way away. That's way in the rearview mirror. And so everybody's saying the next big step for them would be to bring baseball there. And honestly, Major League Baseball seems pretty excited about the opportunity to move into Sin City.
And baseball in Vegas, everybody could watch it except if you're at Stanford. Jeff, they turned the lights out at Stanford. They're taking this too far. What's happened?
Well, this is, again, part of the power problem that we've been talking about in California because of the weather. And they really can't get to the bottom of this. So what they did is, with power continually going out at Stanford, they just sent everybody home for the week. They said, look, we're not going to have classes this week, and we'll get back to you when we find out when power's coming back on. But it really is interesting, or, you know, kind of wow. It's kind of one of those wow moments when Stanford, one of the great major research universities of the world, does so many different energy and space projects there, you name it. They can't get enough power to operate. It's really, again, a wow moment.
Is the city of Palo Alto out as well? Is the region out, or just Stanford?
Right now, I'm only aware of Stanford, but I am aware that the region, the Bay Area, has been having problems off and on. This does not portend good things for not just the state, but even Gavin Newsom. I mean, this is one of the reasons that, you know, drew a lot of people's ire over the past few years. When they've had rolling brownouts and blackouts and things like that, they've said, look, you know, you didn't get it right under Gray Davis, the man that was recalled for Schwarzenegger. You got to fix this. And so that's one of the things that's on his plate as well.
South. Gascon, the DA of L.A., is there a recall for Gascon? Because there's been major headlines of a tragedy having to do with his understanding of prosecution.
In fact, there is a recall going on right now, and it looks like there are going to be more than enough to have it on the ballot. So people are feeling very good about that right now. They're very angry at Gascon. There have been a series of crimes throughout the year, past year or so, where, you know, innocents have been involved, or in this case, we recently had two police officers who were gunned down by a known, you know, repeat offender. He ended up committing suicide, and that repeat offender had been basically given an easier sentence because of the directives of George Gascon. So that's one more set of arrows in the quiver that's in the fight against Gascon. Gascon seems to be losing right now. He's come out and done a number of press conferences. He doesn't seem to have much support. In fact, there's a large group of DAs within the DA office, associate or assistant DAs, who are fighting against George Gascon because they say he does not uphold the law.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor